to walk towards hidden beloved. Beloved is hidden because that's, we are talking about the place we don't know about. But the temptation and the provocation of every assets and everything is that moment, that decision making to walk in the path. Yes?
My Ibrahim, son of Adam, love from the throne made them footless and headless and destitute. Either like Abraham, who was sent, one intoxicated cast himself into a fire, or like the much enduring and glorious Ishmael, offered a throat to love and his dagger.
Did you hear that? He brought three different examples here. We talked about these three different people, which is three different way of one thing. What is the story? What is the story of the first Ibrahim? This is Ibrahim Adham, which is the rich one, which is which have everything. And love will make him crazy to lose all that and become someone else. The second one is the Abraham the prophet. You remember? The founder of immigration. Giving up whatever you have and take the path towards future, which is your faith. This is it. We have to change that metamorphosis. And the third one is the Ishmael, who killed for the story of his life. Do you remember? Not killing really, but he was going to cut the head of his son. Then they brought something and said, no, yeah, this is it. You have to be in that level. This is the trick. These three brothers, they are being transformed in a single moment. That's the moment. That's the trick to change, to immigrate from ego to a part of we, to forget about myself, to leave the self and become something else. This is the trick. This is why we made this story, for you to understand the beginning is like this. Somehow, without really knowing it, you will be provoked to become the other one of you, to come out and find your heart. Do you remember the trick? When they say the heart, you think about this heart. The heart we are talking about is not here. It's here. Do you remember? Rumi explained it to you. Because there is only one heart. It's not that each of us have one heart. This pump, this is not what we are talking about. We are talking about heart, which is the other side of the brain. Do you remember? That's the trick. So this paragraph is very tricky. And listen to the Persian. You will see it's tricky as well, because the literature is so delicate here. این بگفتند و روان گشتند زود، هرچه بود یار من آن لحظه بود. صبر بگزیدند و صدیقین شدند، بعد از آن سوی بلاد چین شدند. والدین و ملک را بگذاشتند، راه معشوق نهان برداشتند. همچو ابراهیم ادهم از سریر، عشقشان بی پا و سر کرد و فقیر. یا چو ابراهیم مرسل سرخوشی، خیش را افکندن در آتشی. یا چو اسماعیل صبار مجید، پیش عشق و خنجرش حلقی کشی. That's what I'm talking about. That's the moment that internally you change. Then what do you do? As they did, you put everything beside to look for that, the beloved, which is hidden, which is somewhere that it's out of reach and you cannot even think about it. Yes.
Story of Imra al-Qais, who was the king of the Arabs and exceedingly handsome. He was the Joseph of his time, and the Arab women were desperately in love with him, like Zalika. He had the poetic genius. Halt, let us weep in memory of a beloved and a dwelling place. Since all the women desired him with soul, one may well wonder what was the object of his love songs and lamentations. Surely he knew that all these are copies of a picture which have been drawn on frames of earth. At last there came to this Imra al-Qais such an experience that in the middle of the night he fled from his kingdom and children and concealed himself in the garb of a dervish and wandered from that time, from that clime to another clime, in search of him who transcends all climes. He chooseth for his mercy whom he will, and so forth.
Means that, okay, we are talking about this story, stop the story. Let me tell you another story. What is this story about? This story is about some fellow who was a king, and everybody loved him, especially the ladies, because he was nice. Then what happened? Deep down in his mind, he changed his idea, because looking at these beautiful ladies, he thought that these beauties are temporary. These are something which had happened to this fellow who is made of the materials, and it will finish. So somehow in his belief he didn't like them all. He put aside everything, he left the kingdom and went to do what? That is what we were talking about. Let's hear it.
Imra al-Qais was weary of his empire. Love carried him away from the country of the Arabs, so that he came and worked as a brickmaker at Tabuk. The king was told that a royal personage, Imra al-Qais, having fallen a prey to love, had come hither and was making bricks by labor. The king rose up and went to him at night and said to him, O king of beauteous countenance, thou art the Joseph of the age. Two empires have become entirely subject to thee, of the territories and of beauty. Men are enslaved by thy sword, while women are the chattels of thy cloudless moon. Thou wilt dwell with me, 'twill be my fortune. By union with thee, my soul will be made 100 souls. Both I and my kingdom are thine to hold as thine own. O thou who in high aspiration has abandoned kingdoms.
Are you listening? Up to here it is very simple. Okay, there was this king, and suddenly he was very pretty and handsome and brave, and everything was good, perfect. But suddenly he left everything. He's looking for that stuff, so he's making the bricks. Okay. And the story doesn't go the way you could imagine it. It goes like this. They will tell the new king here that that fellow is here making the bricks and things like that. So the king, in the evening, he came to him and sat down and said, "Oh, you lovely fellow, you are the best, and you have the best. You are brave, so all the male people, they admire you, and you are so handsome, the ladies, they love you, and everything is yours, and I'm very happy you choose to be in my city, so whatever I have is yours." Are you listening to all of this? Okay, now, yes?
He reasoned with him for a long time, and Imral Case kept silence. Suddenly, he unveiled the mystery.
First of all, he told him philosophy. The word is falsafe. Falsafe goftash basiyo uchamush. He talked philosophically, that blah, 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 the reasoning and all that. Do you remember? Rumi, philosopher before Shams. That philosophy, the logic. Then that fellow dropped the veil. Yes. Yeah, read the next.
Think what of love and passion he whispered into his ear. Immediately he made him a crazy wanderer like himself.
Now that I tell you what he dropped away and told him something. Made him crazy as well, just like himself. This is it. The trick is, remember, he told him and he made him crazy, yes?
The king of Tabuk took his hand and accompanied him. He too renounced his throne and belt. These two kings went to distant lands. Not once has love committed this crime.
See? What is he talking about? Yes, we are talking about something which is contagious. Yes, like a microbe which goes from someone to someone and you will have the same sickness. This is what we are talking about. If somebody somehow, somewhere will tell you the secret, you would be crazy. It happens. But do you want me to tell you now? You have to become that honest fellow.